government statisticians went looking for economic growth this winter and have come up essentially empty-handed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The U.S. economy barely grew at all during the first quarter. The government today reported gross domestic product January to March, and the result fell into the paltry category, an annualized rate of 0.1%. With the bad weather early this year, experts were not expecting much, but few were expecting this kind of weakness. Sarah Watt House is an economist for Wells Fargo. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The forecasts were for a lackluster quarter, but this is worse than that. I think the technical term is lousy. I know the weather, polar vortex, but beyond that, what do you think accounts for this weakness?
Well, a big chunk of the weakness that we saw was actually some drags from inventory and net exports. And much of that drag was really just payback from what we saw in the second half of last year.
Now, the report also showed consumer spending for goods was down, and that's consistent with the bad weather, but that consumer spending for services was up quite a lot during the quarter.
Some of that likely reflects a pickup in medical spending, but I think another big chunk of that was utility spending. So given that the weather was so cold, we saw people spending more on utilities as they needed more electricity to heat their homes.
Now, this GDP report is essentially ancient history. It's January through March. There was some data here coming in for April, the private sector survey by ADP of payrolls. Do you see that?
We did see that, and that is actually looking a little bit better. And we have seen a pickup more recently in terms of the March and April data, and the ADP report solidified that pickup.
All right. Well, we'll keep watching that. Economist Sarah Watt House at Wells Fargo, thank you.
Thank you.
The biggest of retailers, Walmart, has the heft to shake up any market it enters. Now at Walmart, you can find everything from the kitchen sink to car insurance. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it's part of the giant chain's strategy to offer more financial services as it struggles to sell more stuff.
Walmart offered us this demo of its new auto insurance website.
Antonio is using autoinsurance.com to quickly and easily find a great deal on auto insurance.
Nice, upbeat Muzaki video shows customer Antonio comparing quotes, then signing up for auto insurance in a one-stop shopping experience. This adds to a growing list of Walmart financial services, says retail consultant Bert Flickinger.
So whether it's money transfers, whether it's competing with GameStop on used videos or auto insurance, Walmart's struggling to attract shoppers, and the shoppers aren't coming to the supercenters.
Flickinger says Walmart needs to do something. Same-store sales have been down for the past 5 quarters. So the company's trying to use its new financial services, plus its robust IT capabilities, to attract price-conscious consumers. Those consumers have been struggling to buy stuff, even at Walmart's discounted prices, in the prolonged economic downturn. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We are retiring later in America. A Gallup poll finds the average age of calling it quits has moved up to 62, the oldest since Gallup started asking this in the early 90s. Why? Well, the Great Recession killed off a lot of the savings that people were going to use to retire and were stuck working more. And as guaranteed employer pensions fade away, more Americans are finding it a complex job managing retirement accounts themselves, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Meet Liz Gross.
I'm 31, and I live in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. I have a 401k in which I invest a portion of my salary.
Her job kicks in money, too, but unlike traditional pensions, she has to figure out how to invest. Alicia Minnell runs Boston College's Center for Retirement Research.
All the risks and responsibilities have shifted to the employee, that is to us.
A nation of untrained investors faces choices with lifetime consequences.
I understand the basic ideas of investing and saving early, but as far as picking the stocks and the funds that I should be in, it's not something I'm entirely comfortable with.
That's why Gross chose a target date mutual fund. You choose the date you want to retire, and the fund changes over time to fit that. If you're smart, you also check the fees first. Since so many Americans are investing this way, we thought it would be interesting to connect her with the person all the way up the chain.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew Deerdorf manages the Fidelity Fund Gross has. His team oversees nearly $200 billion. The retirements of millions of Americans are quite literally in his hands. So Gross wasn't shy.
What is it that you know and what you've learned that makes you the person to manage this instead of me, to have me put my trust in you?
My background is very much focused on the balance between risk and return.
He gave the answer you might expect about his experience and the team, but then goes through a curveball.
This is definitely your wheelhouse and not mine, so I kind of want to turn the tables on you and ask, how do you plan for your retirement, and have you thought about investing in a target date fund?
They're my sole holding in my 401k account, so I struggle with a lot of the same types of issues around making sure that I have my asset allocation appropriate as I'm moving through time. So I'm eating my own cooking.
Liz Gross felt good about her decision after the talk. Make sure you get answers, too. Your job may be able to connect you with free professional advice.
I just hope other folks are having these conversations with people they trust so that we're taken care of when the time comes to quit working and go have fun.
I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And did you know this? The Energizer and EverReady battery people also own Playtex, Stay Free, Schick. There's word this morning the companies will split into two publicly traded companies, battery slash lighting on one hand and personal care on the other. In early trading, Energizer's stock was energized. It was up about 15% early on. But will this keep going and going? I'm sure the headline writers are going to notice that tomorrow. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.